Welcome back to Giovanni's, our final Beaver Fever Friday here. They have just started their lunch buffet. We'll be here until 2. Justin Beaudry of the Beaver men's hockey team joining us just last night, named the Male Athlete of the Year. Juice, congratulations.
Yeah, thank you, guys. Appreciate it, and thank you for having me.
What have you been doing since the season ended?
You know what? I definitely took a week or two off from working out, so I was kind of just enjoying a bit of the off season, and then I just recently started working out again, and then I just made sure I'm on track with all my classes, and I'm good to graduate this spring here.
Well, you're headed to play pros next year. Tell our listeners where you'll be playing.
Yeah, so I'll be heading out to Rochester, which is in New York. They're the Rochester Americans, the affiliate team to the Buffalo Sabres, and I'll be heading there, late August, September. So I'm really excited.
Congratulations.
And what league are they in?
They're in the American Hockey League. Okay. Yeah.
Wow.
Triple A,
right?
If you compare it to
right.
To baseball.
Yeah.
There's a handful of former Beavers that are playing there. Obviously, Jerry Fitzgerald and Matt Reed for the Wild affiliate in Des Moines. Rito's been up and down with the Wild, but it is the top minor league. Zach Whitecloud's been playing there a lot this year. What's different about the pro game from Beaver hockey?
So the experience I had in Ontario, California, kind of what I experienced was that, there's a lot more depth throughout the league. I played in 2 games, and I was pretty blown away with how good some of these guys are, really. You know, you get used to college for 4 years, and, you adapt to the game, and you kind of know the players, you know the league. It gets to a point where, we kind of say it becomes easier. The game slows down for you. So the American Hockey League was definitely a bit of a step up. It's a faster league. Like I said, there's a lot of good players, but I'm really excited. It's going to be a challenge, but I'm looking forward to that opportunity.
How nice was it to have guys that you played with here at Bemidji State that you could reach out to that have been playing in the league, like Zach and Jerry?
Oh, it was awesome. I mean, like you said, Whitey and Jerry, and then especially when I went out to Ontario, Kyle Bauman was there. Mm-hmm. Who he was our past captain last year, so it was awesome having a guy that I knew there. I was really nervous going in, so knowing Kyle, he definitely helped me out a lot.
Did you know that the couple of games that you would be able to play in after the Beaver season ended and before their playoffs started, that was kind of going to be an audition for next year?
Yeah, we definitely knew going into that that experience or whatever. We knew that there were going to be some other teams watching, and that was kind of my opportunity. And I just tried to make the most of it, and it worked out in the long run. So I'm really happy.
Take us back to your junior days and when you were being recruited, and how the decision came to be that you ended up being a Beaver.
Yeah, so I played 2 years in the Manitoba Junior Hockey League for the Steinbach Pistons. I played there as a 16, 17-year-old, so I was very fortunate for that opportunity. After my first year with Steinbach, I got in contact with the Beavers. There were kind of 3 things that struck me. I think the first thing was the communication and the relationship I kind of grew with the coaches, so that was really important to me. The second thing was kind of, I'm from a smaller town. We're just about 1,000 people back in LaBrocque, Manitoba. So Bemidji definitely had that small town feel, which is really important to me. And then I think the third thing was just the program itself. The hockey program's phenomenal. Like we all know, it's a cultured program, a historical program. I really wanted to play for the Beavs, and they have a nice rink and a great business program here too on campus that I wanted to do.
You mentioned the history about Bemidji State, but with a guy like R.H. Bob Peters still involved, a former coach, and he's kind of a staple here in Bemidji.
Yeah.
What's it been like getting to know him over the years?
Yeah, it's been awesome. He's pretty much just a walking, living legend, it's pretty cool coming to the rink and seeing him, and then you see his face all over the walls and stuff, so it's definitely been awesome seeing him.
And being from Canada, obviously, that's hockey's the huge sport up there. And this is the state of hockey. Kind of compare, if you would, the fans between Canada and Minnesota, and you know how they follow the game and understand the game.
Yeah, definitely. No, that's a great point. Obviously, so growing up in Canada, hockey's the number one thing. You know, you're on skates when you're 2 years old or whatever, and then you're competing at a young age, but you just fall in love with it, right? Like it's something special, and that's why I'm so fortunate to be going on and playing professionally. But same thing, I felt the same way with the fans in Minnesota. You know, like for our games, and even when we travel, seeing Beaver fans on the road, I loved it, and I feel like I'm at home here. And I've said this a lot of times, but I'll be coming back to Bemidji in the summers to visit. You know, I've made so many great relationships here, and I'll be coming back. I love this place, and I love Minnesota. Yeah.
How has playing for Bemidji State, how has playing in the WCHA prepared you to play professionally?
Yeah, it's definitely prepared me. It's pretty interesting. When I was out in Ontario and California with Kyle Bauman, we were talking how much playing for the Beavers for 4 years actually prepared us for the next level. So you go to the next level and you see you know what it takes to kind of be a professional athlete, professional player. And playing college hockey definitely prepared me in so many different ways. On the ice, the details we learned throughout the 4 years, you learn how to play the game properly, hard, efficient. You know, you want to win. So all those different things, yeah, it definitely prepared me.
What is going to be your most memorable moment here at Bemidji State?
That's actually a really hard question because I could probably give you 10 different answers, but I think for me it's going to be a mixture of different things. I think, like I said earlier, the relationships that I built. This is a special place, and I look forward to coming back. So definitely, you know, the friends, they're like family here, you know, to me. And then obviously we won the McNaughton Cup, so that was special for mm-hmm. me too.
Not the 13-hour bus ride. That's yeah. your favorite.
Yeah, I'm not going to miss that, but I'm sure I have a couple of those ahead of me too in the future. So, yeah.
Well, succeed in Rochester, and then you won't have to ride a bus ever again.
Yeah, I know.
That, to me, is motivation enough.
Except from the plane to the hotel.
Yeah, exactly. I'm trying to ride those planes there, Schultze.
In all seriousness, and this is going to sound like a joke question, but it isn't. How is that locker room different this year without the three Fitzgeralds?
Oh, my God. I remember the first couple of days we were working out at the start of the year, and I'm not kidding you guys. I looked at Ian Janko, and I was like, it's so quiet in here. We need to start talking more because the Fitzies, they would not stop talking ever. I'm not kidding, ever. Like, these guys would just chat. And they'd be chirping each other, they'd be chirping us, they'd be chirping everyone. Like, so yeah, like they add characters to a room. So we definitely have to step up and be a lot more vocal without those guys.
Your senior class, great group of guys. I'll never forget. I got to fill in for Schultze and take that trip to Northern Michigan,
yeah.
And some odd memories from that trip, but. Sitting across, because obviously the freshmen sit up at the front of the bus, and
yeah.
I was sitting across from Janko, and Susie was sitting behind me, and that was when his truck broke down or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah, that's right.
You guys have stayed pretty close since your freshman year.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
You guys knew you guys would be friends, didn't you?
Yeah, there's, like I kind of been talking about this whole time, those relationships. It's guys in your class, too, you definitely get closer with, so... we've definitely had a special group of guys, and I'm really going to miss them. And, yeah, we're definitely going to stay in touch and, you know, see each other in the future.
I know your family came to a lot of games being so close in Manitoba. Have they talked about what it's going to be like next year?
Yeah, a bit. They're definitely, you know, I don't do all this stuff on my own. I have the support group, my mom, dad, brother, and Nicole. My brother's girlfriend, they're just the best support group I could have ever asked for. And like you said, they came to all the home games, a lot of the road games. I know they love you guys, listen to you guys, and they're probably listening right now. So I definitely have to give a shout out to them right now. My mom's definitely listening. So hi, Charlotte. But yeah, they're pretty fired up. They'll be coming on the road and stuff. And visiting Rochester and stuff. So they're proud, and you know, the things I do is it's for them. So
best of luck.
Thank you.
Thanks for making Bemidji home the last 4 years.
Thank you, guys.
Justin Beaudry of the Beaver men's hockey team joining us here on our final Beaver Fever Friday from Giovanni's right here on the Beaver Radio Network.